four doctors put forward their views on health. First, Sir John Crofton, who is now retired, suggests that the traditional view of health is not so strongly held by young doctors.
Now, I used to say that in the big teaching hospitals, the old-fashioned physicians used to deal with a body in a bed, and if he was a surgeon, an organ in a bed, then they began to realise that the background of the patient was somewhat important and have gradually moved out. So the medical profession is gradually moving out into this much more broader field, but they still obviously have a lot to learn.
Now some views from three doctors currently in practice. First, Tony Barnett, a consultant in diabetic medicine at Heartlands Hospital in Birmingham.
Health means to me both mental and physical well-being. And I think that the health profession in this country has for too long only considered the physical aspects, that's the symptoms and signs of disease and so on, without considering the quality of life, that the psychological aspects which are involved in this feeling of general well-being. So it's a total package. It's both mental and physical well-being.
Sudhesh Kumar is a consultant in medicine, also at Heartlands.
Well, not just the absence of disease, but I think it is feeling of well-being, being able to work to one's potential, enjoy life, you know, without fear of ill health. I think it would mean different things to different people. For a lot of people, say, deciding to, if I look like Hugh Grant or... I think it's really, from my perspective as a health professional, really, not just absence of disease. It's being able to really live life to one's fullest potential.
Sudhesh goes on to elaborate his views on workplace stress.
People take homework on their laptops and things like that. And all this is has a price. You know, there's a price to be paid from all this, and that's a lot of psychological morbidity and so on. For example, the last patient I had, I believe all her problems were related to stress from overworking, taking work home, work that she could not finish during their time. And increasingly, you're seeing this not just among executives and people like that. You're seeing it in people who work in the manufacturing sector. The work is generally getting more stressful. So there's a lot of morbidity, I think, related to psychological problems these days, more so than we've seen maybe 20 years ago.
Finally, Philip Dyer, a specialist in diabetes.
I think health means being happy, actually. I think health means being able to do all the things you want to do. I mean, one thing I just thought about recently was that being overweight and obese, etc. And after watching him, I saw one good program about it, and this chap was talking about a sort of obesity. And he was saying, you know, we get wrapped up in people and overweight, and you actually can say something, you've got to lose a lot, you've got to lose your weight, you've got to lose weight. And all you're doing eventually is actually making depressed, you know. And I thought to myself, what they're losing their weight for? And the key is you've got to say, I say to my patient, now you lose enough weight so you can do the things that you want to do. So being healthy is to be able to do the things you want to do. That's what it matters. And all it matters is what you want to do, not what somebody else says that you should be doing. It's just you're going to be healthy is actually being able to do what you want to do, and there's no restrictions on doing what you want to do. That's being healthy. And that's what I consider being healthy is.